When the seventh seal was opened, John saw seven angels to whom were given seven trumpets. Another angel, holding a gold censer, came and stood at the golden altar before the throne, and offered up incense with the prayers of all the saints. The smoke of the incense and the prayers went up before God from the angel's hand. Then he filled the censer with fire from the altar, and threw it on the earth, and there were peals of thunder, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. The first of the seven angels sounded his trumpet. Hail and fire, mixed with blood, poured down on the earth, and a third of the trees and all the green grass were burnt up. The second trumpet was sounded, and something like a blazing mountain was thrown into the sea. A third of the waters turned into blood, a third of the sea creatures died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel sounded his trumpet, and a great burning star called bitterness fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water, which became bitter, and many people died from drinking the water. When the fourth trumpet was sounded, the sun, the moon, and the stars lost a third of their brightness, and a third of the day was without light, and also a third of the night. Like the plagues of Egypt, these calamities were a warning from God to bring people to repentance. The last three trumpets were announced by an eagle, flying in mid-air, who called out in a loud voice, "Woe to the inhabitants of the earth," when the three other trumpets are sounded. The fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and a star came down from the sky. The star was an angel, to whom was given the key to the pit of the abyss, the prison house of demons. He opened the pit, and dense smoke poured out, which darkened the sun and the sky. Out of the smoke, myriads of demons, like locusts, came down upon the earth. They were given power to sting like scorpions, and they tormented all those who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads for 5 months. People longed to die, but death eluded them. These hordes of demons were like horses ready for battle, but they had human faces and tails that could sting like scorpions. The name of their king was Abaddon, the destroyer. The sixth angel blew his trumpet, and a voice coming from the golden altar ordered him to release the four angels who were bound at the river Euphrates, and an army of 200 million mounted troops were released to kill a third of mankind. The horses had heads like lions and tails like snakes. They killed people with the fire, smoke, and sulphur that came out of their mouths. This dreadful calamity, however, did not bring men to repent of their demon worship and idolatry, their murders, witchcraft, immorality, and theft. Before the last trumpet sounded, John saw a glorious angel come down from heaven and stand with one foot on the sea and the other on the land. He had a little scroll open in his hand, and he gave a loud shout. Seven thunders answered him, but John was commanded not to reveal what they said. Then a voice from heaven ordered him to go and take the scroll from the hand of the mighty angel. John did so, and the angel told him to eat it. As with the prophet Ezekiel, it tasted sweet as honey in his mouth, but became sour in his stomach, to signify the joys and sufferings that lay ahead. And John was told he must prophesy again. Then he was given a measuring rod, with which he was to measure God's temple and altar with the worshippers who were there. But he was told not to measure the outer court, because it had been given to the nations who would trample on the holy city for 42 months. This prophetic act indicated that God would keep within the bounds of his grace those who truly worship him. Then the Lord spoke of his two witnesses, who were to prophesy clothed in sackcloth for 1,260 days, that is, 42 months. John says that these men are the two olive trees and the two lamps that stand before the Lord. They have power to hold back the rain, turn water into blood, and strike the earth with various plagues, as Moses and Elijah had done. When they have completed their testimony, the beast that comes up from the abyss will kill them. Their bodies will lie in the open street in Jerusalem, and the inhabitants of the earth will rejoice over their death. But after 3.5 days, God will restore them to life. When they see this, people will be terrified. Then the two men will ascend to heaven in a cloud, in the sight of their enemies. A severe earthquake will destroy a tenth of the city. 7,000 people will be killed, and those who are left will give glory to God. Next episode, The Woman, the Dragon, and the Two Beasts.